via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. Beset by a multitude of scandals during his tenure, British Prime Minister Boris Johnson has resigned, saying it is, quote, clearly the will, end quote, of the Conservative Party that there should be a new leader.
And in the last few days, I've tried to persuade my colleagues that it would be eccentric to change governments when we're delivering so much and when we have such a vast mandate and when we're actually only a handful of points behind in the polls, even in mid-term after quite a few months of pretty relentless sledging, and when the economic scene is so difficult domestically and internationally. And I regret not to have been successful in those arguments, and of course it's painful not to be able to see through so many ideas and projects myself.
Johnson had rejected calls from his own cabinet to step down over several ethics scandals. Cabinet ministers resigned en masse, telling him to go. Johnson said he would stay in office while the Conservative Party chooses a new leader who will replace him as prime minister. Russian officials lined up to celebrate the downfall of Johnson Thursday with a leading tycoon saying the British leader got his just reward for arming Ukraine against Russia. A Kremlin spokesperson said he doesn't like us and we don't like him either. Meanwhile, U.S. basketball player Brittany Griner pleaded guilty in a Russian court Thursday to drug charges that could see her face 10 years in prison. This is according to a Reuters journalist from the courtroom. Griner's family has called on U.S. President Joe Biden to step up efforts to secure the WNBA star's release. Wednesday night, several hundred fans gathered in the U.S. city of Phoenix, Arizona, where she plays, for a public rally in her support. This is VOA News. Former white police officer Derek Chauvin will be sentenced Thursday.